Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Walter Keyshore III back on the show. Walter is a longtime member of our Brainers. More than a half a dozen years he's been hanging out with us. He's the former editorial director at Harvard Business Review, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine. He is the author of one of my favorite books in my library, The Lords of Strategy, and he's our good friend Walter. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So what's the news in the area of strategy? I love talking strategy with you.
Well, this is probably for the strategy geeks among your listeners, of whom there may be three or four, but I've just been reading a very interesting paper soon to be published by one of the great academic experts on strategy, a man named Pankaj Ghemawat. He used to be the head of the strategy department at Harvard Business School. Then he was at Barcelona. Now I think he's at NYU, along with a bunch of other appointments. Anyway, he's kind of looked out over the recent history of strategy and found some very interesting things. One is that there are now upwards of 80 different frameworks by which you can think about the strategy of your company. He looked at some research from the Boston Consulting Group that frameworks like core competences or Michael Porter's Five Forces model, they're just a panoply of these that you can use. What he also found was that apparently, though, the rate at which new frameworks are being developed is slowed down quite a lot. I mean, kind of the market may be saturated with ideas for a while. But probably the most interesting things and the most important for your listeners is that there's been a shift in strategy and the strategy frameworks. In the first days of those, in the 70s and 80s, they were kind of static. They kind of gave you a matrix. You looked at your business, you went to Five Forces or this or that. But increasingly, frameworks and the thinking about strategy is what he calls dynamic. That means you've got to be thinking all the time about how the basic elements of your strategy are changing and being prepared for change. Now, you know, you and I have talked about before, I still think that the three pillars of strategy, you're thinking about your customers, your competitors, and your cost.
Right.
But I guess the emphasis from Ghemawat's new work, which will be published soon, is that you really, really have to be thinking about how each of those things is changing.
Well, that's exactly right. And seeing the customers, I now minimize the competitor and focus on, I actually think customers have two spots. One is the customer, and the second one is their expectations. Because the customer is a living being, they're not going to change until they die. I mean, they're going to be there in front of you until they die. They're going to live where they live and be the generation that they are, the demographic part of it. But there's another thing that is going to change while they're living in that place and while they're in that demographic, and that is their expectations.
That's very interesting. I mean, it's. I wonder whether.
Well, see, the competitor. If you focus, it's a small business. The more you focus on the competitor, what if you're focusing on the competitor and that competitor is not keeping up? Then the two of you are going to lose.
No, that's a good point.
The customer expectations are moving faster than competition.
That's fascinating. Well, I wonder whether that different expectations change at different rates in different spheres. For instance, I was listening to a radio station programming executive who said that we all form our basic taste in music when we were in our teens and our 20s.
Yeah.
And he can listen to a radio station and tell exactly which demographic it's aimed at.
That's a lot of truth to that.
Music they're playing. But probably in other more critical spheres of where people are getting products that they really need. And look at the change in cell phone usage or social media usage, those are my expectations there are changing wildly, aren't they?
My big focus here, Walter, is not which model they use or even whether they use a model that you and I would recognize as anything that would be appropriate. I just want them to devote some time to strategy. I'd be happy if they just use a SWOT method.
Yes. No.
You know, I mean, that's our problem here on Main Street, Walter, is too many small business owners aren't spending the time that they need to as the CEO. They're too busy being managers.
Right, and you've been saying that for a long time, and I hope your listeners have been listening. That yes, the necessity to take some time, maybe, you know, set aside a particular time of the week or the month or just to step back from the business. I think Bill Gates used to write into his employment contract when he was the head of Microsoft that he got 2 weeks off out of the usual operational thing to just go off and think about new ideas and read.
All those different methods you mentioned a minute ago, dozens of them, each one of those have a constituency that's successful with them.
No, right? That's absolutely right.
So pick one that works for you, or pick none, create your own, but devote time to strategy, folks. If you don't, the world will lead you in the way it wants you to go, which may or may not be towards success. 20Tail, right back with Walter Kisho. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.